G.M. Hopkins. G.M. Hopkins, 1844 to 1889. He belongs to the group of religious poets. He studied at Oxford and he was taught by Walter Pater. He got a lifelong friendship with Robert Bridges and he was greatly influenced by Oxford movement. And so he converted to Roman Catholicism. He got a homosexual desire for the boy Dolben, Dolben, which he strictly controlled during his lifetime. He burnt his early poems and he is very famously known for the work The Wreck of Dujailland. Hopkins' poems were published only posthumously in the year 1918, that is 39 years after his death. All his poems were published by his friend Robert Bridges. Hopkins invented his own style of poetry by experimenting with sounds and rhythm. He created his own terms of poetic style with inscape, instress, and sprung rhythm. Inscape. Inscape means the unified complex of characteristics that give each thing its uniqueness and that differentiate it from other things. He believes that, in short, that each and everything in the world is unique. The next concept is instress. Instress is the force of being which holds the inscape together. In short, inscape is nothing but the force which hold all the unique things together in the world. The next term is sprung rhythm. This structure is based on repeating groups of two or three syllables with a stressed syllable falling in the same place on each repetition. Hopkins called this structure as running rhythm. Apart from inscape, instress, and sprung rhythm, he is also noted for his extensive use of alliteration, assonance, and rhyme. Hopkins was greatly influenced by Welsh language and literature. Now let's start with the important works of G.M. Hopkins. The first popular work is The Windhover. The Windhover is a bird with a rare ability to hover in the air, especially flying in the place while it scans the ground in search of prey. The poet describes how he saw one of these birds in the midst of its hovering. The bird strikes the poet as the darling of the morning, the crown prince of the kingdom of daylight, and drawn by the dappled colors of dawn. The bird rides the air as if it were on a horseback, moving with a steady control like a rider. The Windhover sits high and proud, and its wings quivering and tense. Its motion is controlled and suspended in such an ecstatic moment of concentrated energy. Then he wonders how the bird can now move like an ice skater, balancing force as he makes a turn. The bird, first matching the wind's force in order to stay still, now rebuffs the big wind with its forward propulsion. The poet is moved by the achieve of the mastery of the bird's performance. This is a story in short, or the summary in short about Windhover. The next poem is God's Grandeur, Grandeur, 1877. This poem describes a natural world through which God's presence runs like an electric current. The next work is Pied Beauty. Pied Beauty is a poem as a praise to God. As this poem is about the celebration of various things created by God, the speaker praises God for creating spotted and dappled things. He comments on the changeable nature of the world and argues that everything in the universe is destined to alter except God's beauty. The third important work is The Wreck of Dujailland. It's a 35-stanza ode with Christian themes. And the poem depicts the shipwreck of SS Dujailland, Dutschland, Dujailland. Among those killed in the shipwreck were five Franciscan nuns forced to leave Germany, and the poem is dedicated to their memory. This is the end of the audio lecture. All right, now you have a lot of information to observe, so feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.